Heroes on the Move.
Welcome to Millennials on the Move, and today we are back again with another interview with Kiera Brayboy. So interesting about that last name. So let's get into that. Recently, Kiera was just married and her ceremony was absolutely beautiful. She was beautiful. It was such amazing union. And little quick caveat, when it comes to millennials and getting married, that's actually we've raised the percentage of how many of us are getting married and staying married. So you know the percentage for marriage is like 46% of us divorce, but millennials are changing that. So that is a hand clap, well deserved, and also just congratulations on the union and understanding that that is what we can aspire to do. Like, marriage isn't dead. That is not something that we should forget. You know, right. That is still a legacy and a tradition that we still should hold strong to. Before we get into the business aspect of our interview, we're going to talk a little personal for Kiera. So, Kiera, what do you like to do? Tell us about yourself.
So, I'm Kiera. I am 28 years of age, but if anyone asks you, I'm 25. Right now, I currently work two jobs. I work for the school board. I also work at UPS, so I'm a hustler. Mm-hmm. I hail from Miami-Dade County. Mm-hmm. I moved here. I was about 8 years of age. From there, I've went to many schools, met many people, experienced a lot of great things, traveled. You know, I've even seen Europe. Oh, I think that's pretty amazing.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. And millennials travel. By the way, very, very high on our list, our bucket list of things to do is travel. You said that you're a hustler, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to, you know, kind of like delve into that. What other things do you do? Like, what is your specific jobs that you hold right now?
Right now, I do work, like I said, for the school board. Mm-hmm. I work in the media center at one of the elementary schools in the area. I won't go into details. I also work at UPS. Mm-hmm. I've been there now 11 years as of tomorrow. So,
wow. Yep,
11 years I've been there. I've gone from hourly to salary. So that's pretty much what I'm doing right now. Just for now.
Right. The exciting thing about that is not only is she a hustler when it comes to working 9-to-5s, like the whole traditional way of living, get a career, you stick with it, you move up in the company. She's done that, but she's also branched out and started her own business, which is why we're here today and why it's so exciting, because she's a jack of all trades. Not only can she hold her own with a 9-to-5, but she also makes time to do what she feels like she needs to do for her brand, for her business, for her company, for her life. So we're gonna get into that. Tell us about your business exactly. Like, what is the name of it? What do you do? Like,
okay. So I am one of Broward's treat makers. I am the CEO, owner of Designer Desserts. I make treats. I make custom party goodies, different things like that, but mostly sweet treats, banana pudding. Like, right. Everybody loves banana pudding.
They do.
I'm self-proclaimed banana pudding extraordinaire, so I just love all things pretty, all things good, all things yummy. I believe I'm a food connoisseur, so I like to make food like how I like my clothes or like I like my style. I like to make it designer. I like mm-hmm. it fly. Like,
right.
That's what I, you know, that's what my business is pretty much.
Right.
That's how I focus in on making everything pop, everything look nice.
Designer dessert. So when you thought about that name, it's like, okay, so you... Did you mix your own personal, what you like, mm-hmm. and made mm-hmm. it that brand? Like, how did you come about with the name? Was it just, like, automatic, or you had to think about it a little bit?
Well, I love wordplay. I'm a huge fan of Young Jeezy, so wordplay is, like, my thing. So, thinking of something, like, what name would pop? Like, I know I make desserts. I know I do it well. I like making them look cute, classy. You know, I like making them look custom. So you think about what designer is. Designer brands are usually like custom made, or people want the items that are kind of custom or exclusive.
Right.
So I make desserts that are like exclusive.
Right.
That's how I like to see it.
Right. Getting into this business, mm-hmm. I'm sure it took a lot of financial prep, right? So being that you work a 9-to-5, you're in your own salary. So you have the money to do extra things, right? But how much did it actually take? Like, are you an LLC? Like, did you go through that whole process? Like, how much would you say, and not in number, amount total,
right.
But how much would you say you had to invest in your business before it actually started and became Designer by
Right. So me, I would say I did start off with the LLC. Definitely started off that way. I didn't get a chance to actually use my LLC. I was just sitting on it, not knowing exactly what I wanted to do. Okay. But once I found my niche, that's when I knew, you know. And I pretty much used my money. It's pretty much my own money.
Right.
I didn't get any lenders, no credit cards, nothing like that. I work two jobs. Why can't I do, you know,
right.
I like to make my money make money.
Right.
And that's
right.
That's why I thought people like to invest in stocks and things like that. So that's something I'm also looking into. I you know, with people that are millionaires or people that make a lot of money, mm-hmm. they make money even in their sleep.
Yeah.
And I've even heard a quote where in order to become a millionaire or be remain a millionaire, you need at least 7 streams of income.
Streams of income, yeah.
So that's the goal.
Right.
That's pretty much what motivates me.
Get your streams up.
Exactly. Like I already got 2, got 3, working on 4, looking for 5, 6, and 7.
Balancing your life, right? So mm-hmm. you are recently married and you have a 9-to-5 and you have this company on the side. Where do you find time to find yourself, to be with yourself, to take care of self? Because that's very important, and that's something that we need to like really focus on if that's something that you do and if that's something that you're trying to make time for. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to get a gauge of where do you make time for you.
Well, I'm a chronic sleeper, so I have to find time for myself.
Right.
If I don't do anything else, I'm going to sleep.
Right.
And I'm going to sleep first.
Right.
So that's rule number one. I do make time for myself. Mondays and Tuesdays are usually me time. I don't get into treats or dive into anything until Wednesday up until Saturday. Most parties are on Saturdays. So by 12, 1 p.m., I'm pretty much done with my day. Like, I work on my treats. I start prepping on Wednesdays, Thursdays. I'm doing at least half of the order. By Friday, I'm completing the order. I'm up sometimes 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, but I know that there's an end point. So on Saturday, when I go to drop off those treats, that's it.
Right.
So Saturday afternoons, I'm back in my bed. Anything after that, we'll have to wait until after this nap.
Next steps. When you started this business, you understood that you had to invest your own money,
mm-hmm.
but also invest your time.
Mm-hmm.
But what challenges do you see happening? Like, what has happened since you started this business that has become a challenge for your company?
Pricing. I know that's number one for a lot of people. Charge your worth. I will say charge your worth. I've learned through marketing, through, you know, college courses, that you want your target market is very important, mm-hmm. and you want to keep your brand exclusive.
Right.
Hence, designer desserts. So I wanted to keep my brand very exclusive. So at first, when I first got started, I was charging really, really low. I was just learning that what I spent out on products, I was pretty much just making it right back. I knew that in time, with the price increase, I would then see the profit, because I have to make sure that I'm paid for my time, mm-hmm. and for the service. So I just make sure now prices are set. I'm good. Now I'm seeing a profit at this point. But this is now like a year later. I'm coming up to a year in like November.
Right.
But it's you know, just like I said, charge your worth. In the beginning, you can't lowball. You do free giveaways, things like that.
Right.
Those are always great. But in time, do set your price and charge your worth.
And I think that's very difficult for most people in business. Pricing is very, it's like a sticky situation, because you don't want to sell yourself short, right. because you do believe in your product and you do believe that it can reach that market value as high as you think it can. But you're new. No one knows you. Like, they have to get to, it's word of mouth. Like, mm-hmm. So giving free things away and free promotion and things like that, you have to be open.
Yes.
So I'm glad you touched on that, because a lot of people that go into business try to stray away from free things. No one knows you yet. And in order to get yourself out there, you got to give away some free stuff, and you got to be willing to essentially meet your customer and the niche that you're trying to go into. You got to meet them where they are. So I think it's very important that you decided, okay, I started off this way. Okay, now I know what I'm worth. I know what the process is.
Absolutely.
I need to get a profit, you know, because that's the point of making a business. You don't want to break even. You want to be able to make a serious profit when you're doing your business. So very great, great pointers. I hope you had your notepads out, because that was some really good stuff that she just gave away. So what about an accomplishment? Like, what is an accomplishment? You're coming up on a year, so that is an accomplishment. But what is another accomplishment that you feel like you've reached in your business in this
Now that I know my worth, the clients that I've worked with have been phenomenal, have been so supportive. Even right now, Micah, this is so amazing. I thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
So, like I said, the clients and my customers, they make it all worth it. When I give them their treats or I give them their stuff, they're like, they love it. They repost me. They tag me. Like, business is booming right now because of that. So I love my supporters from the bottom of my heart. I can't wait to do more free things, more giveaways, like those things. Like, you have to give in order to receive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's yin and yang. You know, you put it out there. You give, you're going to get back tenfold.
So customer appreciation, set aside from anything, like, you're doing your business for your consumers.
Absolutely.
So keeping them in mind always. It's not always about what you want or what you think is going to work. It's what your customers want.
Absolutely.
And her customers have reached out and they have given their part of the bargain, essentially. Like, this is a great product. I'm going to blast it. She didn't have to ask them, hey, don't forget to tag me. Mm-mm. Don't forget to post me.
Never.
Don't forget to tell your friends and family.
Never.
Because her products speak for themselves. So you want to make sure when you are building a business, you're keeping the customer's needs in mind, because I know this is cliche, but the customer is always right.
Right.
And they will always push for you if you push for them. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Is there anything that you want to give to any millennial that's starting a business, or any quote that you live by, any encouraging words, so that when they start, they can continue? Things are going to get hard. Yes, you've had challenges, but you've also had accomplishments. What would you say to them?
I would definitely say, I'll keep it, you know, 100, 1K. Scared money don't make none. And slow feet don't eat.
Slow feet don't.
So whatever it is that you're good at, baby, hone in on it and make some money. It's a crucial time. We're in a very great time for things. Things are going viral, like silly things. You guys are probably like, that would never hit. That would never catch. You'll never know.
Never know.
So put your neck out there, do what you love, and give it your all. Like, if you're not passionate about it, I wouldn't even say don't do it. Do it. Get passionate about it. It'll come. Just keep on going. If you build it, they will come.
Right.
That's the best thing I can say. If you build it, they will come.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you so much for being
no
a part of this. And just expect more to come from
Design to Dessert.
So if you guys have any questions, if you have any parties coming up, any events, this is the person that you want to talk to. She's going to leave her Instagram, Facebook, any page that she has that's linked to her company. She's going to leave that information with you guys. If you liked what you saw today, if you have any questions that you want to ask her offline, she's going to provide her information for you to get in contact with her. And we're just so excited to share this wealth with the millennials, because we do believe in innovation, and we believe that this is a generation that is making things happen. We are the hustling generation. We always have more than one job because we like to what? Travel.
Absolutely.
And we like to spend money.
Right.
And we like to make money. So
look good.
Right. Oh, don't forget, look good. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next millennial interview.
Kiara Brayboy with Designer Desserts. My contact information is 954-857-7664. Please do feel free to call me or text me anytime. My email is also yunvdesignerdesserts@gmail.com. You can also contact me. You can hit me up in my DM. Feel free to slide in on IG @designerdesserts_yunv_ki. Thank you.